I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's dumbest podcast network.
Yeah, you couldn't see it from the front, but he basically goes like... so good.
Like his cheeks go up?
Yeah, he grinches out.
He's sucking on like my middle thorax because I'm wearing the fluffy...
I know.
...dressing gown.
He's a good little guy.
Welcome to We Have No Strong Feelings About Harry Potter. We are currently watching, sorry, peek behind the curtains. We've already watched it.
Uh-huh.
But we watch 1 hour, 45 minutes, 35 seconds to 1 hour, 51 minutes, 42 seconds.
Mm. Yeah, we took a little break before recording this one. We were kind of hoping that Harry and his friends would change. When we return to the film, they would be a little bit older, a little bit wiser.
Mm.
Tragically, they are in the same position, age, and frankly, predicament that we left them in on our last viewing, Demi.
Yes, my boy was just like me, you could say.
Absolutely.
You could say that.
When
puss comes to shove.
The cat is in the cradle.
Yes. What's it doing in there? Trying to suffocate my baby, the infant?
Or it's in there trying to trick you into, I don't know, burping it? Cats love to throw up. That's the only thing I know.
Yeah, yeah.
That they have in common with like a young baby.
Yeah, that they love to throw up. Do you think baby loves throw up?
Mm. Well, they do it so much. I'd hope they do.
They do it once at least.
What do you mean?
Always. At least once. I reckon they would do it. You feel stupid now, huh?
Yeah. It's embarrassing to make such a blunder in front of such a titan of wits.
Yeah, the incredible mental snookerage I've put you in.
We opened up, Demi, on Harry and his friends. Harry's worried that his scar is hurting.
Yeah.
It's hurt before, Hermione says, and Harry counters with a classic switchism, not like this.
Yeah.
You love to see that pop up in any film you can, huh?
Yes. Not like this.
Mm.
And then Harry collapses to the ground, having been murdered by Cypher.
Do you reckon there's a spell that lets you know Kung Fu or similar? Like, there's a bunch of spells that, I don't know, Hermione uses her... complete control over time to just get better at school.
Yeah.
But surely
to grow a new hymen and learn things. Learning more stuff grows your hymen thicker.
And that's why that nerd pussy be hitting different.
Yeah. So tried so hard to bust through it. And once you learn a new spell, pussy get like pig skin.
I'm so sorry, Chief, but... the hymen, it's harder than expected. We're going to have to spend a few extra days down there chipping away.
Yeah.
We can blow it up right now, but there's no guarantee the lady will, you know, not notice.
Why are they blowing it up?
You want to get through.
I know I want to get through. I know I want to get through. I know I do.
Now, I don't know this for a fact, but to me, if you impact the hymen, it makes kind of like a dunk sound.
Yes.
Okay. Hagrid is then seen. He's playing the Harry Potter theme in a nice little nod on his little flute.
He's playing Hagrid's theme.
Oh, of course.
Idiot man.
He's playing Hedwig's theme on a little flute outside of his tiny hut.
Yes, that he's carved himself. That I know only from the book.
It looks like the hut looks like a board game piece.
The hut, yeah, the hut does look like, hey, has your penis exploded? You must live in a hut like this. And then you put that hut on the game board, you know?
No. Hey, I don't.
Hey, are you made out of 20 infertile moths? Uh-huh. Your house looks like this. Let's put it on the game board. That's what the game says to you. Hey, did your wife grow out of a bowl of soup with a fleshy skin on the top because you'd left it out for about 45 minutes too long?
Mm.
Your house must look like this. Let's put it on the game board.
I feel like you're just saying words and I'm getting...
angry?
No, I'm having that sensation where you look at like a Google Deep Dream picture where it's a normal photo, but it's been altered to make it all seem as if it's composed of dogs or something else. And your brain tries to make sense of it, but fundamentally it's nonsense and you're just looking for patterns like you would in anything because it's a human impulse.
Yeah. Hey, have you ever dug up a baby's arm in your backyard before? Your house looks like this. Let's put it on the game board. Hey, did you lose your baby's teeth and then your adult teeth grew in, but for some reason teeth kept growing in and it just never stopped? You got too many teeth. Your house might look like this. Let's put it on the game board.
It would be good if a vampire's fangs. I know obviously a vampire's fangs when they're in danger of biting. They get longer and sharper.
Yeah.
What if, can they get too long and too sharp and they just kind of pop out and you're like, ah. You know, like when you click the lead out of a mechanical pencil?
It falls.
Yeah.
And it breaks.
Oh, it'd break. No. Your fang shatters. You're like, ah.
Do you get a new one? Do you have to go and buy a new one or do you shove it back in through the back of your head so it comes back down and you can make it the right length again by click, 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 click.
Yeah, every vampire has a fontanelle that they still retain access to. So you just fucking line it up.
And line it up. Tick, 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 and it falls out again because you're too anxious to get that lead back out the front of your house.
Yeah, oh, dang it. I got caught up in the fucking thrill of clicking myself.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, I probably don't need both of these fangs. I can probably just do this with one.
You can use one. Do you think that feels good to press your fontanelle?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I've got like a few.
Makes you see new colors.
Mm. Yeah.
You can smell who's a dad.
The thing
you, walk past someone who's a dad and you press your fontanelle and you're like, I know that you're one.
The thing I like about fontanelle is sometimes when you press it, you can just see the true names of things.
Yeah.
You know? I once pressed my fontanelle looking at a carrot and I was like, Glimgosh.
Yeah.
And the carrot turned to me and was like, huh?
Yeah.
Did you say me?
And head control alt delete face.
Hey, what? Yeah. B and capital B, capital U face. Of note, Hagrid's flute looks like...
Fontanelle sounds like a water brand.
Fontanelle would be a beautiful name for a girl.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
A slow girl.
Hagrid's flute looks like a dick with its foreskin trapped right up the top of it.
Sounds like Groot's soft prick.
Like in reference to its sound as it's being played or how I described it?
So when I said sound, I meant eye sound when you look at it.
I thought that you did, but I wanted to give you the benefit of the doubt.
Well, you shouldn't have done so.
Fair enough. They get through
the
fact
that... again?
They get through the fact that Hagrid, in classic Hagrid form, lets slip that music is what soothes the savage beast. They end up going to McGonagall to tell her about the Philosopher's Stone. Then they run into Snape, also in McGonagall's room.
But the way that, like, Hagrid lets it slip, though, it's like such a... He's always got, like, a phrase that is so... It's beautiful, like, because he says, like, take Fluffy, for instance. Just playing a bit of music, you fall straight asleep.
Yeah.
Like... It's so, you didn't have to say that whole sentence.
It feels like someone who's an expert in something and can't help just happily sharing information about it.
Can't help just telling you and educating you.
Yeah. And I like that. That's a wonderful energy to bring to anything.
It's like Fluffy. Just tug on his three-headed prick, he falls straight asleep.
I shouldn't have said that.
I should not have said that.
They end up with...
They run into Snape.
Yeah, what have you got written down here? Also, just sorry, in the scene with McGonagall, I've got two notes.
Okay.
There's a ghost sitting in the room with McGonagall. Just doing some writing,
I guess. It's like in detention, I think, the ghost. But the ghost is an adult, right?
Yeah. So and also, she's already in detention in that she's a ghost. She's trapped between heaven and hell. She's in a kind of eternal detention.
Yeah.
So why is she I mean, I guess that they needed something in the background of the scene, but... And also, there's a wizard's globe in the background, which
what
is kind of like
a... globe?
It's kind of like a regular globe.
Yeah.
But it's at Hogwarts. I assume it's got, like, some weird countries on there that we don't even know about.
Yeah.
Like Gumglavia or something.
Gumglavia is actually really nice in the spring.
Really?
Yes.
I hear it's a bit of a tax haven. You can take all your ingots and sickles there and get a really great exchange rate.
Yeah, which your knots are useless, though.
Absolutely.
You can get a lot of massages, though.
Mm.
Get your little dick rubbed for just a couple of knots.
Did you?
It's Thailand.
Did you see the thing that was posted in a group chat that we're both in where about I think he's liberal. He might be a different conservative party in Australia. He's a member of there. And he was described in an internal briefing as having a incredibly specific internet presence. And his whole thing is that he constantly is on, like, going to, I think it's Indonesia or Thailand, or, like, you know, one of the nearby countries, and won't stay where they recommend him to stay. Will instead stay in, like, the seedy red light district.
What?
In a hotel that the embassy is like, we don't know how to get him to.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Do you want to look this up and, like, let's talk about it?
It's George Christensen. He's a member of the Liberal Party.
Okay.
In
Australia, the Liberal Party is the Conservative Party, which is just a whole other thing.
The Australian Federal Police warned that Nationals MP, Nationals, I don't know.
Nationals? What does that mean, though?
Let's avoid learning anything.
Oh,
but
okay.
Yes, I think he's ultra-liberal. He's like conservative.
Yeah.
He's not even like one of the fiscally conservative guys.
Yeah, cool.
He's Nationals MP George Christensen could be questioned in the Philippines by local police given rising concerns about his payments to women and lengthy stays in seedy hotels. Because he, again, is just, they can see him. Like, he's not hiding it at all, but he's just constantly paying small amounts of money to women in the Philippines.
Yeah.
And will not stay at the embassy or, like, at the Australian reckon. He's staying in these places. They're like, you can't keep staying there. You are going to get compromised. He's like, absolutely. I understand. Completely understand. I have to send $40 to a Philippines native called Candy right now. Yeah, here's
they're all called. She's called Candy.
Yeah,
and then the next woman that he sends money to is called Warheads, and then the next one that he sends money to is called Fads.
Yeah, it's
and
drilling down.
And then the next one that he sends money to is called Ghost Drops.
Ooh, Ghost Drops. Woof, dangerous.
Do you think that he's staying in seedy hotels, or do you think that he's living in a greenhouse?
Interesting. I see what you've done.
Do you like it?
I think that the greenhouse, which you could say is a seedy hotel because it houses many plants.
Do you like it?
From what I can tell, he's staying in... I do like it. From what I can tell, he's staying in actual hotels. Mm. And here's the euphemism that I was mentioning. The Australian Federal Police Commission, sir, Andrew... Oh, fuck me.
It's where you germinate seeds to let them become plants.
The Australian Federal Police Commission... Oh, God. Okay, third time lucky.
And they grow in the greenhouse so that they survive the frost.
The Australian Federal Police Commissioner, Andrew Colvin, described Christensen as having an unusually complex online presence.
Okay.
Which is such a perfect euphemism.
I don't know. Complex?
Yeah, right? Like, if anything, what he's doing sounds incredibly simple. The guy's got some OnlyFans subscriptions and is a huge creep.
He's just a big creep that wants to see some clunge up in his maw.
Yeah.
Right?
Every day, he logs on to bing.com and types in pussy please. Unusually complex.
He types in www.bing.com. All right, and I've found the search bar. Can I please see some open clunge?
And all of that is typed into a Word document on his desktop that he then saves.
Copies it and he pastes it into...
Yeah, unusually complex because he then copies that and pastes that into individual cells in Numbers. He doesn't have Excel.
Yeah.
He's using the MacOS proprietary platform Numbers.
Yes.
Then once he's got it in there, exports that to a CSV, emails it to himself, searches Google for its title.
Prints it out, puts it into an envelope so that once he mails it to himself, he knows that he's the one that invented it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I invented looking at pussies for fun.
It's George Christensen has an unusually complex online presence. He seems to be suing everyone who looks at a pussy for violating his intellectual property. And also, he seems to be suing the person who invented the acronym for intellectual property because he thinks it's jacking his invention of the acronym for incredible pussy. Anyway, I'm sorry for that. Around this stage, Demi, we started watching the movie just for a few seconds in 1.5 speed because I fumbled the PS4 controller.
Yes, and McGonagall sounds exactly the same.
Exactly the same. It just gives all the characters a little bit of a Charlie Chaplin, like, kicking their step.
It does, and you think, is this building going to fall on them? That was Buster Keaton. But also, it just makes them seem like more of a dictator. That was Charlie Chaplin, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Imagine if you just Buster Keaton twice in a row.
What if I did that twice? Buster Keaton, I only know the building.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay. Well, you should check out some of his other stuff. He's actually really funny.
What else has he done?
I don't know. There was one I tried to watch of him. There's one where he's on a train, and it's really good. They actually reference it in John Wick 3.
That fucking train scene with Buster Keaton is so fucking anxiety-inducing.
The one where he, like, gets a sleeper off the track and throws it to knock another sleeper off the track?
It's It's insane. It's insane, and it makes me so. It's hard to watch for me. It's like it's the same as watching Uncut Gems.
Yeah,
that's how long it's been between episodes of No Strong Feelings.
Yeah,
we've seen Uncut Gems and processed it.
Yeah, and we have very strong feelings about Uncut Gems.
Yeah,
positive ones.
I'm gonna come.
Oh, okay. That's
a line from that movie.
Classic quote.
Yeah.
Kind of edging in on George Christensen's territory there.
Who's George Christensen?
Oh, you'd love him. He has the most complex online presence.
What's it like?
So crazy. Imagine a Rubik's Cube.
Now I was just about to fucking say that.
Yeah, because we're dunces that immediately
and we've, like,
think
fucking synced out. Like the most complex thing we can think of is like, what if we made all these squares red?
Yeah. Oh, you know what's the most complex thing in the world? This children's toy
from the 80s.
A plaything. Something that smarter kids than us found safety in.
A plaything from three decades ago.
Oh, man.
How could we ever understand?
I once used a Rubik's Cube as a prop in a show, and it got jumbled when I was, like, transporting it to the venue.
How?
I was like, oh, fuck. Because it was, like, in a loose in a bag. It was just, like, loose in my backpack.
Okay.
So it was, like, getting moved around, and the impacts in there just jumbled it. Enough that it wasn't solved anymore. And I was like, okay, well, it kind of moved that around that much in the bag. I'll just Google how to do it. And then this is like at 12 p.m. The show's at 8, right? It's my 1 hour show. It was
Jesus
my first one, Beep
Christ.
Boop. I was doing it in Sydney. So it was like hometown crowd. It was, you know, high stakes thing. I was like, it'll be easy to solve it in a few hours. Cut to 6 hours later, me sprinting into David Jones to pay $45 for a brand new Rubik's Cube.
Jesus Christ.
Having called it three other places before that and found them sold out of Rubik's Cubes. Just like paying dumb shithead tax. Please, I can't. I tried so hard. I was like looking up guides for it.
You've got mascara running down your cheeks as you run into David Jones. You haven't put on any makeup.
I actually cried it all off, which is crazy because it was all forehead makeup. But for a while there, I was hanging my head back. Screaming at the heavens.
Snape. Snape finds the children.
Yeah. Hey, here's a note that I have.
Yes.
Snape moves like a laundry line.
There's
a shot of him walking away from the children, and it looks like you've just like got one of those movable wardrobe racks, and someone's just walking while dragging it away.
He kind of looks like there's a woman at the edge of kind of a it's like a Australian backyard with kind of a busted down fence, and she's standing just in front of Snape, who is maybe, that's fun.
Oh,
that's cool. She's standing maybe like 10 meters in front of Snape, and just like Snape is billowing, and she's yelling over the fence, well, then don't come back.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he walks.
At
congratulations.
Like
congratulations to the wardrobe designer of this movie who made it impossible for Snake to walk not in a huff.
Did you call him Snake?
Sure.
Did you call him Snake?
I don't think so. But I guess time will prove one of us right. hey, if you're listening to this, feel free to hit the back 15 seconds on your podcatcher of choice to find out if I called him Snake or Snape. And then tweet at just Demi the answer. That's at Demi Lardner on Twitter. Impossible for Snake. Impossible for Snake. Impossible for Snake. 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 Snake.
Snape talks like he has just eaten a whole bowl of semolina pudding. It's really coated his throat.
Yeah, you're right. But Alan Rickman. Yeah, sorry.
Alan Rickman. Good Lord. Just like, you people might think you're up to something.
Beautiful delivery.
So good. But also, it's kind of like he might as well have been saying, my eyebrow crease is an entire asshole. He's got the deepest, mid crease right here.
It's a perfect vertical line. It looks like if you're in character creator, you took the butt chin and just moved it up 4 inches.
Yeah.
perfectly
to between
positioned.
The eyes. Yeah,
it's so strong.
I'm like,
he's a man made to frown.
Yeah, he's a man made to frown.
Some people are made to frown, baby.
Yeah, he's the only man made to frown you can see from space. Does that read?
Does it read? No.
So back in the day when you're in school, they would be like, they would say the only man-made structure you can see from space is the Great Wall of China.
Hey, did you believe that? Because I saw a picture of the Great Wall of China and I was like, there's no way that's wide enough to be seen from
space. Doesn't make
space.
Any fucking sense. It's literally, it's 5 meters wide.
Yeah.
I've seen pussies that big that you can't see from space.
They come down the stairs. The children are sneaking out to a shot of a toad. The toad, Trevor. The boy behind the toad, Neville. Behind every toad, there's a boy.
Behind every toad, there's a pink toad. Neville.
That's right. Neville says he'll fight them. Hermione says, I'm really, really sorry about this. And then she fucking paralyzes him.
Neville's
not clear for how long.
Not clear for how long. Petrificus Totalus is not like, it's the same thing that the big snake did to people, except that like that was like almost incurable, except for when they took the shrieking weeds and turned them into soup or whatever.
Yeah, it was so scary when the big snake did it. But I guess when Hermione does it, you can just cure it immediately.
Yeah, because she's a woman. But also, Neville's got a big ass in that scene.
Babe, don't.
He's got a big ass. It's okay. Like, you know when you see like a boy and you're like, do you play soccer? You've got a big ass.
You are on your own for noticing this one.
Neville is thick in this scene.
Okay. He falls over. They pass by him.
I'm only saying it because he looks like he's wearing a
diaper. I'm only saying it because he looks like he has a big ass.
No, he just looks like he's wearing a fucking diaper.
I mean, I'd want to be if I was taking that hard backfall.
Oh, man, it's really rough. Like, and also,
I was looking for ways they could cheat it, and I
don't
know
looks
if they
like
could have.
He's falling straight on, like, rostra. Yeah. Like, it doesn't look like it's padded. But also, I guess that his... But it doesn't look like it's a dummy falling.
No, it's definitely not a dummy.
It's not a dummy.
I don't think
it's definitely not a dummy.
I think it's Neville. Maybe they had, like... dance flooring in there, but I feel like all of this
that's
is shot on
so,
location.
You'd be so winded. Like,
oh, it'd suck.
Maybe that's why he looks like he's got a dipe on. Maybe they like put it underneath his, maybe they put something underneath his jam jams.
They probably
so
padded
can,
him up.
Yeah. They probably padded him up because they definitely didn't pad the floor.
No.
But he fell so straight. Like, it's rough to actually look at a little bit.
There's a single layer of carpet on the floor.
Yeah.
That would absorb quite a bit.
And Johnny Knoxville is like quite far off in the background in this scene. Encouraging.
Yeah. God, if Johnny Knoxville was a wizard.
Fuck.
Just getting his fucking broken bones immediately reset.
Yeah.
I would love that for him.
Fuck.
God, I hope he's well.
Turning the moon into the exact shape of his nuts. That'd be so fucking cool if Johnny Knoxville was a wizard.
It'd be so good. Just the weird grandpa sketches that he did, but he looks like Dumbledore.
Oh my god.
Big pair of nuts hanging out of a robe.
His nuts are so much longer than they were in the original sketch.
Those
are such long nuts.
Yeah.
It's like a wedding train. They're nuts.
Trailing behind him. They're actually catching up all detritus that they get.
They're like a Roomba for his pubes.
It would be so funny to just find out all the spells you can cast on your nuts.
Because
they're like not a sexy thing, the nuts.
No.
Nuts are inherently ugly and funny to me. I'm sure there's ball fetishists.
You know, nuts are fine, but they are funny.
They're so funny.
It's like, I bet they're cool to have, maybe. I don't know. But, like, they're so silly. Why do you have that bag there? What are you hiding in there?
Yeah. Well, okay, and we can cut to an answer.
Is it piss?
It's piss.
Is it piss?
It's precious liquid gold.
Yeah.
Piss.
Felix Felicis.
What we, yeah, actually, if someone drinks luck potion and then you drink their piss, do you get a little bit lucky? And by that, I mean, do you get to drink the rest of the piss? Lucky boy. All the piss you can drink.
What do you do if your friend... if your friend drank Fearless Felicis and then like 90 Dalmatians showed up and they're all really horny, what would you do? What would you say to your friend?
Congratulations, man. Okay, here's what I'd say.
Here's what you'd say.
Over the course of your life, very few of us know how luck would affect us.
Yeah.
Or what's gotten in the way of success and what's caused our failures. But you, in this moment, know that your future, the best possible case scenario, is either watching 90 Dalmatians have sex with each other or 90 Dalmatians having sex with you. And I think that is either you enjoy it and wanted this, in which case I am so happy for you, though I cannot condone the thing that you want. Or there must be something freeing in knowing that this is as good as it gets.
His pants are already off.
Yeah. Okay, cool. the dog's got to the pants first. Yeah. The dog's just running around with his belt in his mouth.
His dick is painted white and black speckled.
Anyway, we end up with the children going around in their little invisibility cloak. The invisibility cloak made for one person, so there must be just disembodied ankles and feet running around.
Yeah, I think it's made for one adult person, though.
Oh, you're
I think
right.
It's probably, you know, there's three, you know, 11-year-old children. They get to the room where Fluffy is being held, Fluffy being the three-headed dog, and the harp is playing. So there's a harp in the corner of the room. It's been enchanted to play on its own.
Yeah.
And at this point, I just want to know, if a harp player had walked into the room and seen the harp magic happening, would they walk straight to the rope shop and just get it done?
Well, here's what I wanted to know. Does that mean that Snape can play the harp?
No, absolutely not. He knows how to tell a harp, do your job.
Okay. So you can just point at an instrument and be like,
go
play.
Yeah.
And the instrument's like, oh, thank God. I thought someone would never. It's not very creative. It knows half of Under the Sea. Here's a question I have. Obviously, Fluffy is lulled to sleep by the harp.
Yes.
Music is the dog's weakness. What it. What do you think Fluffy classifies as music? Do you think that there needs to be an instrument involved, or could the children simply sing a cappella, beatbox, or rent improvised percussion their way through this puzzle?
So do you think if the tap dogs were in the same room as Fluffy, that Fluffy would be lulled to sleep by the beautiful Australian tap dancing on corrugated iron?
I mean, at least one of those heads would perk up and be like, dogs? But then presumably it would see that they are just dancing men and they'd be like, urgh. But then it would hear the percussive nature of that because, you know, percussion and rhythm is music.
Yeah.
I think it would work. I wonder how bad beatboxing can be until it draws Fluffy's ire.
Well, I'll tell you what, like, maybe if they played some rap for Fluffy, you just wouldn't.
Yeah, Fluffy, Fluffy operates on a everything but rap or country. Oh, you don't want to play that rap or country to Fluffy. He likes everything else he does.
Yeah.
Metal.
Yeah.
Pop.
Yeah,
nothing with that rhyme.
Lil Nas X and his dick explodes. He was so angry.
Grr. The three heads immediately kill each other.
There's one head left in the middle with very, very broad shoulders.
And two very cool shoulder pads.
Oh, yeah. It's just spurting for the rest of its life.
I want to say also, this scene... which is our final scene for this watch.
Yeah.
Concludes on, I think, one of my favorite horror tropes of all time. Which is also featured in some more PG movies. But the moment where a monster drips onto someone.
Yes.
And they realize that the monster is there. It's also in Detective Pikachu. When a Greninja drips on the protagonist of that film. I find that. I'll love to see it.
You love to see it?
I don't. I don't think it's like something that I would enjoy having happen to me, but I think it's a very satisfying moment and I love it as a filmic technique.
I think it's good. I think it's a nice, and also I would say that paired with the, do you guys think it's a bit quiet in here? Is, oh.
Because the harp. See.
Terror. The harp has stopped playing.
Reaches the limits of its little song.
And, you know, they just before that, they've moved the giant puppo beans out of the way. They've
fuck off.
They've moved the large doggo nubs, bork bork, out of the way of the trapdoor.
Of course.
I love my doggo scritching his beans out of the way of the trapdoor.
That's the great thing about Fluffy is obviously, the only thing better than one paparino is three paparinos with only one little poop maker at the end there.
Yeah. So three paparinos and the biggest beanies that you've ever seen. Beans large enough you can put your little head on them, sleep on them. Paparinos so big.
Three heads to give borks to.
Bork, bork, bork. That, and that was just one yelp from Fluffy, the
three-headed pupper.
The pupper, the doggo.
I feel like
Ark, you're doing me a frighten. That's what the doggo would say to the pupperino to its left, which is also the same doggo.
Okay, here's my Fluffy impression.
Okay.
Much heads, so music lover.
That's great. And would you like to hear my impression of Fluffy?
If you could lay that on me, I would I would give anything to hear that sweet papa sing.
Bork. Such harp. Many agreeance. I'm papa.
I mean, where is the lie? Well, this has been our suicide note. Anyway, that's been this episode of We Have No Strong Feelings About Harry Potter. Demi, do you have any of the aforementioned feelings about Harry Potter?
I have no strong feelings about Harry Potter. Tom, how do you feel about Harry Potter as a franchise?
I have no strong feelings about it. I will say, though, just before we started doing this, you asked if you could continue playing your Harry Potter audiobook out loud. And it really took me aback remembering how well written those books are. Just the small bit that you were doing, which was in, I think, this movie.
It is this movie, yeah. It's not up to where we are right now, but it's like Stephen Fry, I will say, he is quite good at reading the audiobooks. I think it's a really actually genuinely hard job to do, to like read an audiobook.
Hard.
I remember I think in the next few books he pronounces Accio a few. I think he says like Accio, like it's something weird. But also, like, one thing I will say is that he makes every female character that he does the voice of extremely whiny and hard to listen to. And
woo! The summer of dudes continues.
I guess he's just one of the boys, but oh, the cat knocked my, he pulled my headphones out.
Oh dear. Oh, shit. Okay. Has it stopped?
No, it hasn't stopped. No.
You sure?
Yes, Tom, I can see it moving.
In GarageBand?
Yeah, it's moving.
Okay, great. Well,
don't
we'll keep
ever
all that in.
Fucking question me again.
Okay.
And
you've put one headphone back in despite the fact that it's not plugged into anything.
It is plugged in. He pulled it out of my ear.
Oh, okay.
You fucking ding dong.
Okay, well, and that's
you
a failure in communication
clod,
on your part. And
you
I'm a smart
brain,
gentleman.
You soup mind. You melon minded individual.
Hey, you know how in like Harry Potter books, everyone insults each other, like being like, you're a troll-brained fool.
Yeah.
The first kid who rocks up there and is like, you're a cunt. They're like, oh,
what?
I've never felt this bad before.
It's like the opposite of when I turned like 21 and finally went on sertraline and was like, oh, there's happiness. Oh, wait, I can feel okay.
The amount of moments that, I assume you've had these as well, but the amount of moments that I've had where I'm like, oh, I was desperately sad.
Yes. Yeah.
Holy shit.
I've always been incredibly depressed and now I feel fine.
Huh.
Not even happy, just okay.
Pointing back at like how you felt and be like, so that's not everyone?
Oh, you guys were doing okay.
It feels like everyone was kind of batting from the upper position. Anyway, thank you for listening. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.